Just
if you
here,
hold
yeah.
that there,
just
okay.
Just have you framed over here. Like.
So just keep your two fingers on that.
Yeah.
And just try and keep
Mick.
It held down.
Yeah.
And as best as far in, okay, as
sure
far in
safe.
As you can do, without being in shot, okay.
Yeah.
Just come forward a little bit, just make sure you're not in shot, all right?
It's essential you
he's
get your
shot.
Sound.
He's in shot.
Mary,
he's
can you
shot.
Say your
he's
name
shot.
Here?
He's back there, so.
Mary. Back
he
again.
You
bend down.
Yeah.
You want to go there?
Bean him up here.
Come on, up there, so.
Here. We'll get it from here if you get it from here. Come round here now again, bye.
Yeah. Here's good, here's good. He
yeah,
can go here if he wants.
I'll just here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you come down, if you lean down,
yeah.
you come
yeah, just
down.
Kneel down.
And just
make
yeah.
sure you're comfortable now, yeah. because you're going to be down there for like 10 minutes
yeah.
or more.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so get
I
yourself comfortable now.
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you sure?
No.
And Linda, will you give your hand with the reflector as well in case it gets going
no
there?
Water.
And you, now you're moving, don't.
He's great.
Make sure you're relaxed now. Lean
yeah.
against the pot.
Lean against the pot.
Because you're going to get tired.
Yeah.
Can you sit down all together? Would that be all right for you? Sit down there?
Yeah.
Would that be comfortable
hang
for
on.
You?
Hang on. Is there anything dangerous in your bag? Sitting
no.
that, look.
Yeah.
Sit down on that and you'd have
yeah.
comfort.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
that.
No, sit down. Go down low.
Yeah.
Down low.
Down and
yeah.
make
yeah.
yourself
low
comfortable.
Yeah.
And put that up high. You're okay?
Yeah.
And look what you're doing. Mind the safety. Linda,
no,
mind the
we're all good. Ready
okay.
to go.
You're going with the light on her?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Mick. Ready to go? Yeah. We're going. Here we go. Wait a sec. And
hello, Mary.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine, Mary. Listen, we're doing something unique here. We're live, broadcasting live from the Pierhead here in Youghal. And we have Councillor Mary Lennon Foley of the East Cork Municipal Council. And Mary, we're going to have a quick chat about Youghal. But what we're here for at the moment is the Cork County Council, with your input, and the East Cork Municipal Council have done a new innovative thing for the town. Can you tell us about it? It's 5G broadband for this area in town.
That's right. I suppose last year, Mick, it was mentioned at a Cork County Council meeting that they were putting out a pilot scheme for towns in County Cork. And Mallow was one of the towns. So when I heard this was going on, I decided to myself, do you know what? Y'all could be in with a shot here, so I'll throw it forward. And I did, and I got unanimous support at municipal district level last year with the rest of the councillors. And we received free Wi-Fi in the town centre of Y'all. And I suppose it was added as well because the Ironman was coming to Y'all last year. And we knew that this would be something else that would add to what we do have in Y'all and what we do have to offer. So we have free Wi-Fi, Market Square, Town Centre area, Mick, and it's great, it's great.
So Mary, does people locally and abroad in America, because we did a test, and Europe and around the world, will be looking at this. We're actually using that Y'all free Wi-Fi service here now.
We are, yeah.
And it's coming from the centre town here, from the council run Y'all tourist office.
Tourist office, that's
just,
right,
that's
yeah.
just behind you here.
Yes.
Can you show the viewers where the tourist
the
office is here?
The tourist office is just over here.
Right.
And as you can see, there's a few workmen inside.
Okay.
Great to see Y'all. Something else going on in Y'all, our flood barriers are continuing. But the tourist office is just there.
And you have to talk
and
this way,
yeah,
sorry, unfortunately.
You have the clock
aid,
you have the clock aid as well.
Okay.
So behind us, you have a lot of history. We're steeped in history, as you know. So what better way to have Wi-Fi so that we can broadcast and we can show the world what Y'all has to offer.
That's amazing service all together, Mary. Listen, Mary, speaking of what Y'all...
Sorry, lads, we have to end this.
Yeah.
Disconnected there from
how far in?
Oh, Jesus.
How far in?
About 30 seconds back from there.
From there, okay, we can continue from there.
Well, hang on,
okay.
Yeah, I'll just have to see what the problem is.
Are you battling?
No.
They didn't put a spot forward.
Okay, hello, Mary.
Is she coming across okay? The wonders of live, Linda.
Well?
I'm telling you.
Are you live now with the studio as well, then?
No, Dara's going to ring me there now at 12:30 and we'll do a separate thing and we'll get this out.
It's great for TY students
brilliant
to be doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Where would you get it, lads? You know what I mean? In the
are you
media?
Comfortable there?
Yeah, I'm great.
Jackie won't be able to move in a minute.
I tell you, I prefer to be doing that when I was in school than
yeah.
learning.
Tell
yeah.
me about it. I think those other poor fools actually working today. Me or down at the key, like.
Yeah.
Amazing way
for me. I can only go from the start, so if you want to record it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not getting it, it's just not coming up. Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
shining in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just flick it up there and put it in there.
Fionn, Fionn. What's it called?
Say, yeah, just when you want. See, that's why he was saying,
I would be playing a long day log. Yeah.
Go from the start and just we'll get it all in this.
Okay.
As,
are you okay?
Yeah.
All right, lad. Sorry about that. We'll go from the top again. Sorry about that, Mary.
All
right. Okay.
Yeah,
make sure the light is on there. Are you okay, lad?
We'll just go from the top again, Mary. Yeah.
All right.
Put it down here. Let's cover the wind here coming out there. Yeah.
Yeah. There like that.
There like
great.
That. All right.
Super.
Okay.
Now.
You okay?
No, Mick. You start it off again.
Are you down with it?
Yeah, very good. I'm going to, hang on a sec. Are you ready? Wait, no.
Let's make sure I don't step back, will you?
You're on.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Michael. Hello. How are you?
Mary, we're live here down in the old Pierhead in County Cork.
We are.
And Mary, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Mary, we're going to talk about a couple of things, y'all.
Yeah.
And particularly about a new service that the Cork County Council, and with your input in the East Cork Municipal Council, have a new service for y'all. It's called Y'all Free Wi-Fi. Can you tell us about that, Councillor?
Well, I suppose Y'all Free Wi-Fi is here since last year. I think it was around May or June last year, just before the Ironman. It was a pilot scheme that Cork County Council were rolling out in different towns all over the county. And I put forward Y'all to see could we, would it be okay for Y'all to get free Wi-Fi, because we need it to showcase what we have. So we got it, and it's up and running since last June, since just before the Ironman. And it's great because we're able to showcase what we have and what we have to offer. And like, we're standing on the pierhead. Behind me is the tourist office where the Wi-Fi is coming from, and it covers the town centre as well as the Market Square area. And again, as I say, what a better location to have it than here in the Market Square and on the pierhead.
So you want the local people and tourists or whatever, and
to be aware of
the environment,
yes,
and it's
yes.
a great service.
Yeah.
And of course, it's free.
It's free.
So all they have to do is go on to the when they're in the area, go into the Y'all Free Wi-Fi,
right,
and log in with your email or whatever way
whatever.
You log in with your Facebook,
yeah,
and then you're in, and
it's
a 5G network, so it's very strong.
It's very, very strong,
right,
and it works quite well. A lot of people have been contacting me since then. Some weren't aware of it, so I'm delighted this morning to be here, Mick, so that we can tell the people what is available here. But it's up and running since before the Ironman last year.
Now, Mary, beside us here, we have transitioned your students from public school to
Truro, right.
And there's someone there reflecting on your face there to light you up, which is great news. Of course, they're doing a transition, and they're down in the this community radio, Y'all, 104 FM. So that's another fantastic media service for Y'all. So Y'all's kind of ahead of the curve as regards media and getting it out there?
Of course it is. And like, I'm always saying that, but it's easier for me to say it because I suppose I'm aware of these things because I'm in the know, and in the job that I'm in, I know what's happening around the place. But CRY do so much for Y'all, East Cork and West Waterford and the surrounding areas. So it's great to have young people here this morning, and great to have young people involved in a media service that's available. And well done, Mick, to all in Y'all, in CRY and Y'all, because the work that they do, every event that's on, they're there.
Okay, Mary, now get back to the Y'all Free Wi-Fi, is really what we're here talking about. Would you consider at some stage maybe going on a fortnightly, monthly or weekly live to tell people what's happening as regards
around the town and all the latest developments. You're talking about like a live blog, is it, Michael,
Of course,
because I think it's very important. And as I mentioned before, it's easier for me because I know what's going on in the job that I'm in. But it's very important that people are aware of the work that's going on and the money that's been spent in Y'all over the last number of years, because there's been astronomical amounts of money being spent in Y'all. Behind us here, as you can see this morning, the new sea wall and the flood barrier has been erected to continue on from the one down at the jetty in the quay. And that's going to be massive for the people living in the Mall area and living in, as we'd call it, the Market Square area. It's going to alleviate the flooding because we've massive issues with flooding at certain times of the year.
So down by the other end of the quay here, you built elevated the wall about a metre or so.
That's so.
And
yep.
So you're bringing that wall further up.
Further
here,
up along. We were waiting for funding to continue it, and eventually we'll be bringing it to Buttermer's Quay area as well, so that all the back street area would be safe. when there's
because
high tides
Yall,
and flooding.
Yall is known for flooding
it
during
is.
Certain weather conditions.
It is.
And
it
I
is.
Suppose with climate change, you're all aware of that.
We're all aware
well.
Of it. And I mean to say, it's more, we're more aware of it now than we ever were. Right. But this was something that was in the pipeline. It was Ali Casey, a former town councillor at the time, brought it forward for flood walls, as Ali lives in the Mall area. So he's quite aware of it. I lived in Moby Dicks, so I was quite aware of it as a child growing up, running out with the flood bags and running out with your sandbags, trying to make sure you were safe. So this is a big, big step up for y'all, and it just shows the funding that is being invested in the town.
So you might consider bringing this information out through your own blog or
yes,
your East Cork Municipal Council or whatever. Mary, you mentioned Moby Dicks there as well.
I
You're
bet.
Not going to get away that easy without talking about Moby Dicks.
Yes.
That's your family home behind you there. It's world famous, of
yeah.
course. The reason being that the famous American director John Huston made the film Moby Dick here in York
in
1954.
1954, that's right, a bit before my time, Mick. But it was very famous. It's a very famous film, and it was very famous, and it was a massive boost to y'all at that particular time, because them times were hard in y'all, and there was people from all over the town took part in this film, Mick, and they were all paid, I think it was a shilling or something similar, so basically they were able to make a few pound out of it, and y'all was put in the map basically with Moby Dicks. So that's another good positive for the town. But it is very famous, and I know you've mentioned Moby Dicks. You've the clock ape beside it in the Market Square.
Now,
which
the viewers should be able to see the clock gate, but keep facing this way, Mary, just for the sound.
Okay.
But with the clock gate, of course, is the famous clock gate. We're going to do a pop quiz here with you, Mary.
Okay.
When was the clock gate as we know it built now? So, see, do you know your y'all?
I would say 1777, Mick.
Am I getting a thumbs up from the transition year students here? That's well done. You passed
Thank
the exam
you.
There. Well done,
Thank
Mary.
You.
Can you tell us about it, Mary? That was renovated as well. Wasn't
That's
it?
Right, yeah. That was renovated, and you know, it's steeped in history, and the amount of visitors that's after attracting since it was opened back 2-3 years ago, and the money that's after, again, money that was invested into it, it's attracting numerous visitors in
now,
the area.
Mary, all the different floor levels, I think there's four different floor levels, they all reflect a different, not decades, but centuries.
Yes.
In you all going back hundreds of years. And it finishes off then with the 1900s and 1950s here, when the well-known McGrath family lived there in York.
That's right.
And
that's
they've
right.
You put a lot of work into doing that up as people lived in Ireland during the just around the World War II era.
That's right. And like, I suppose it's iconic in the sense that we're the only town with a clock in the main street in the centre of the town that you have to drive under when you visit. So like, a lot of people wouldn't be aware of it, Mick, and the people that do come, especially visitors that came with the Ironman last year, that came here just for the Ironman, have come back. They've come and they've toured the Clock Gate, they've toured St. Mary's Collegiate Church, and we have showcased, I suppose, that Yall is steeped as a heritage town in history and so much to offer.
So do you think that with this free Wi-Fi that it's another form of communicating to get brand Yall, brand heritage, brand history Yall out there?
Of course, 100%, because I think, as you know and everybody else knows, especially the students that are here with us this morning, social media is the way to go, and that's what everybody's doing. Gone are the days when you picked up a newspaper and read about what was happening. Now you're more inclined to go into social media. The younger generation, are even my generation and your own generation, are going on to social media to see what's happening now. So this is 100% a way to showcase what we have to offer.
Yes, it's an incredible, it's one of the great assets of the modern digital technology.
Yes.
Mary, again, the historic town right behind us, across the historic port here, we're actually live here on the Yall Pier Head. It's the maritime town and of in the south of Ireland. Really.
It is, and I grew up in the Market Square area, as you mentioned before, in Moby Dicks, and this was my playground here. So, like, anyone that grew up in the town centre in the main street, or even yourself up in Stars, Mick, it was our playground. We came down here, we jumped off the quay, we swam. As I was saying to Kieran earlier this morning, I don't know how many times I fell off the pier head into the water, or how many times it just happened, and that was just the way it was when you were growing up. There was no such thing as health and safety. There was no such thing as, I suppose, grade A's and grade B's for the water quality. We just jumped in and that was it.
Well, if anything like that happens nowadays, Mary, you're well aware as well that there's defibrillators and
That's
the
right.
CPR
yeah.
apparatus around the quayside as well, town,
is,
which is another
is.
Great thing.
It is another
well.
Great thing.
And to make people
And I think, again, what has to be mentioned in y'all, Mick, is the community involvement. There's so many community groups in Youghal and in our town that we're so blessed to have that get involved now with the council. They're all involved. There's funding schemes every year for them to help them along the way, and they all get involved in their own way. The likes of the CRYs, the Tidy Towns, I don't want to keep mentioning the All for Alls, they're all involved in their own little way in bringing the town and making the town a better place to be.
Yeah, the All for All been an amazing organisation, and they've through a lot of work they're putting a sculpture of no Moby other Dick. Than Captain Ahab.
That's
I think
right.
with
behind
the
us here, and as just in front of the tourist office and Moby Dick's, there's a mass. It's beautiful. I saw it myself, and the stonework is unbelievable. And that's going to be placed after the seawall is finished here, because the contractors are on site this week, and they're expected to be here for a number of weeks. So after they're finished, then the statue will be unveiled as well.
Okay, Mary, how big was the Ironman, the inaugural Ironman event last summer in Youghal?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Even with the weather, as everybody was aware of, it was still unbelievable. We never expected it to be as the hit that it was for the first year. We were expecting, as we've learned, learning curves, and we've different things that we have to do and all the rest of it, but it was a massive hit for Youghal. The amount of people that it brought into our town, the amount of people that even on social media that have hit into the town to come and to visit, as I mentioned, even after the Ironman event was over. But we expect next year to be even bigger.
The response has been phenomenal, as you know, again, looking at the social media, the paper, the newspaper reports.
Unbelievable, and it's worth mentioning.
But why is that, Mary? Why is Youghal different than that?
Youghal is different because of what Youghal has to offer. And like, it's easier, I suppose, for me to say it because I come from Youghal and I'm born and bred in Youghal and I love Youghal. But like, Youghal is very, very unique because if we're standing on a pierhead here, right, you can walk, if you want to walk to the right, you continue on and you'll walk up toward the lighthouse that is nearly in the centre of our town. You'll continue on, you'll go out to a massive boardwalk, eco boardwalk, that's going to be continued on out further to the Quality Hotel. Then we have the Greenway project, which is expected to start clearance in the next number of weeks. And if you go to the next, if you go to the left, where you're heading is up to a quayside again. You're going out the slab bank, as we call it, beautiful area, walking up the River Blackwater. You're looking out across the county Waterford over here. So I think, to be honest, Youghal is one of the places I wouldn't like to live anywhere else,
only
Youghal.
And of course, when you mentioned outside behind the lighthouse, the famous Youghal Beach, of course.
The famous Youghal Beach and the famous Mulgoggins Corner, which we're hoping to get funding for to reinstate, because that has to be fixed.
And just for the viewers as well that may not be aware, Mary, of how historic and heritage town is, that behind you here as well, you have the St. Mary's Collegiate Church.
That's right.
And we're none other than Sir Walter Raleigh, Oliver yes. Cromwell, Edmund Spencer, all these people, good, bad, and the ugly, had stayed here at some stage or other.
That's right. So, like, we're steeped in history. And that's from the, for, like, we lost our textiles. We lost Blackwater Cottons. We lost Youghal Carpets, which was very, very unfortunate. And, like, I think when that hit Youghal, and I was a member of the town council at the time, we decided in Youghal, right, we're going to have to get up and fight back on this. We can't have doom and gloom. We have to make sure that people, we showcase what we have. We can't expect anyone to deliver at and any more for us. We have to do it ourselves. So that's when the monies, I suppose, European fundings and national fundings and departmental fundings came in, and we started working on what we have, because you sell what you have, and it's very, very easy to sell Youghal because we've so much to offer.
Do you think that happened during the Ironman last year, that's what happened, that the community rallied around and came together from all quarters to support that event?
100%, and not just Youghal, but East Cork area as well. And again, that's going to open up the whole area, the Greenway project. That's going to open every village on the way from Youghal to Middleton. So that's going to be a massive, massive input to Youghal.
Now, Mary, there's going to be people looking at this and they'll be saying, that's nice and dandy if they have you this wonderful free broadband service here, but there's people on the outskirts of town and then around the surrounding countryside
right.
here, Inch, Killa, Ballymacoda,
Knockadoom,
all those
yeah,
areas
yeah.
and all that.
There's,
they're
lot of issues.
Crying
yeah.
out for proper broadband.
Yeah.
Have you anything to tell them?
I've been in talks. There's a number of individuals that got contact with me during the elections last May, and they've been in contact with me even since, and I'm in talks with AIR at the moment. I'm also in talks with Imagine, and they're all looking at these areas, because some areas, the likes of Inch, is down and it's very, very low, so they were having issues there. It's all around the Inch area, but Inch itself is where they're having a problem. So they're all looking into that, and I'm quite confident that we will be able to look after them and make sure that they get it.
But you're like looking at the kind of like foreseeable future. We're not talking years down the line.
We're only talking months down the line, and they are looking at the moment. And in fairness, they've been in contact with me numerous times about this, but it's something that has to be done because it has to be wiped out to all areas, all over the country, not just y'all, but the rural areas need Wi-Fi. People are working from home. People need to have it. Students are studying. They need to have Wi-Fi in every area in y'all, and East Cork area. So that I'm working, I'm doing the best that I can do to make sure that that will happen.
Mary, while we have the TY students here, and Linda from CRY, there's a great service, you know, that's gone on since 1979. But They've done a new project as well, and they've just completed it, apparently. I think It's going out in November, and they've got guests, interviewers, doing different parts of town. And they're going from the Strand, going from the west side of town towards the north end, the east end, and all that. And they have all different presenters going through different aspects and parts of the streets of the town.
That's right.
And I believe you've completed your show. Can you tell the viewers about that? What's about for this area?
Well, I suppose I was asked to do where I was born and reared, the Market Square area, and a bit of North Main Street area, and the Mall area, and all along there. So I went on a walkabout and I met with all different residents and people that have lived in that area, and we spoke about the changes from even back in my day to growing up in this area to the changes that are there now. And we had a great old time. I interviewed numerous people, and I do know it's going out in the next number of weeks, and I'd be looking forward to listening to it. And I know you did yourself as well, Mick, and I know you did some in the Perks area and the Strand area.
Great
I did
stories.
More into the great stories.
Did you learn stuff
I
as
learned,
well? You
I
did
learned
as well
so
as
much, and right. I said that. I think when we had our group talk even, I spoke to Tommy Donnelly, and really and truly it was very educational for me, because for obvious reasons, I remember back growing up in the 70s, that would have been my era, and the 80s. So like even going further back from there, and I mentioned that the wisdom and the knowledge of people that will be lost only for the likes of CRY, so that we're able to highlight and we're able to speak to these people now, because all that will be gone in time to come.
Can you tell us some of the people you interviewed?
I interviewed Tommy Donnelly, I interviewed Dorothy Heafy, I interviewed Mary Carson about Buttermer's Quay and Buttermer's Dock. I also interviewed,
right, go ahead,
I'm trying to think, Mick, Dorothy, Tommy Slattery. Oh, there was quite a few.
But all people are knowledgeable on
all
the areas they live and grown up.
Different areas of knowledge and different work. Like Tommy Donnelly mentioned the carpets, and when he started working there, and he started working there as a tea boy, and how it had elevated from there, and where it started from, and when it finished, and all these different things. So, like, I learned an awful lot on my trip. I think I called it a trip down memory lane, basically.
Of course, the oil carpets back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. and maybe up to the 80s was world famous as well.
World famous. You know, and again, Mick, you know, if you walk up the main street of y'all today, right, it was a totally different main street to what it was back in the 70s when I was growing up. It's totally different now. For the better, for the worse, can anyone say? Whatever it is. But I suppose we've grown with the times, like everything else, about big super shops, the likes of Tesco's, the likes of Aldi's, the likes of Lidl, things that we had to get involved in at the time. But you still have the history of the Super Value that has always been there. And Super Value and the Brooks family are still in y'all for all their limited time as well. And you've the Perks family, as mentioned already, with Salt Ivy. Where else would you have had, you mentioned Wi-Fi in y'all. Y'all is very lucky to have the likes of an amusement arcade with the Perks family. We've things that other, the cinema, the Regal Cinema is another piece of history that has been opened in the number of weeks. So like how lucky y'all is that we've kept, I suppose, what we've always had, and they're still open.
And I believe, Mary, like what we talked there about the Regal Cinema, wonderful new Regal Cinema with all that beautiful art deco opened up. The other cinema as well was the famous Horgan
That's
Cinema.
That's right, yeah, Abbey 1 and Abbey 2.
And when you were saying about recording people's memories from down this area, all their old films, which they were the first pioneers in Ireland mm-hmm. for a film, and that famous animation of the Clocky Eight, as we know, it's important as well for that archive to be, for people to remember, and at this stage, the people's names that were in those films, or else we're going to lose them forever.
Exactly, and the Horgan brothers are so good. Ted is always so great with the likes of the pictures and anything that they have to offer, and they always give them into the community. So we have to find a home, we have to find somewhere. And again, behind me there is the courthouse, which I love that building. I've always loved it. I suppose I grew up looking out in that building every morning, and that building now has been handed back to Cork County Council as well. So we're going to be talking to all community groups over the next number of months to see what exactly that should be used for. But you know, again, community involvement, let us know what your thoughts are or what you think should go in there. You've your lace, you could continue on. You have Watson's, the stained glass factory. I could keep going on and on, Mick, this
archives
morning, but
and
I
archives
know,
of historic,
I know we're caught for
there's
time.
So many different photographers and filmmakers from the town going way back. Yeah. We've been ahead of the of going back. Mary, we'll just wind up here. It's been a pleasure meeting you, but we can't leave the Pierhead without mentioning all the famous fishing families that
That's
fished
right.
out of here.
The Murphys, the Hennessys.
You remember them? Go to
I do,
out
I
there.
Remember them all. Go the on. Murphys, the Hennessys, the Hickeys. I'm trying to think now in my head. You help me along here.
Did you
Mick.
Say the Buttermers,
the
Healy's?
The Buttermers, the Healy's.
Harris's Burt out the Strand
that's
was another
right,
one.
That's right.
We can't leave anyone out here.
No,
we'll
we can't
be in trouble.
Leave anyone out here. We'd be in trouble. But I
the Mangans, the Buck Mangans.
The Buck Mangans, yeah. That's right. Like, as you say, every morning, and it still is, I see the guys still meet up here every morning over by the Co-op. It was a fishing town. It will always be a fishing town. The Clossies, very classy. So I could keep going. And I really, the O'Connells, I don't want to leave anyone out here because
You're
I'm going
to
be killed, but I probably will. But like, it has always been a fishing town. Smaller, yes, and they have their issues themselves. But at the end of the day, I think y'all will always be known as a fishing town.
Well, thank you very much, Mary.
I think I have a question for the transition year students here now.
Oh God,
since
God.
They
oh,
gave me a question. I'm just wondering, what year was Pubble Skull opened? Do you know? Jack, John?
2006.
Yes.
Well done you.
Well done, well you. Done you. I remember myself distinctly because I was in the Old Town Council at the time, and the massive uproar there was because we were closing three schools, which were the Brothers, the Christian Brothers, the Tech and the Loretta, and we were amalgamating them all into one. And there was uproar over it because they didn't think it would work or whatever. And to be honest, my own children have been from Galosh to Owen as well, was there in with the Tech, the Irish side of it. And I think it has been a major success. So I wish you all well in Pubble Skull, Nitrinoda, and especially you guys in your transition year. I hope that you'll enjoy your transition year because I know it's kind of an easier year than exams, and you'll be going back into fifth year to start your Leaving Cert the following year. So I wish you the best of luck and enjoy your transition year, your bit of a break, and all the things that you'll do.
Mary, finally, because the viewers outside there will want to know, how are you as regards you've been successfully re-elected to the East Cork Municipal Council. If there's any election, general election called anywhere down the line soon, have you any
announcements?
Any announcements to make about us while we're here now?
I'll be making an announcement in the next number of weeks, but I'm always up for a challenge, Mick. You know that. You know me since I was growing up, and I'm always up for a challenge. And I think, you know, people just blew me away at the East Cork Municipal District, the local elections, when they happened during the year. And to be honest, I was blown away by the vote I got. And look, I'd probably throw my hat in the ring because I do that all the time, and I always kind of like to raise the next level. I'm sure you guys in school know the feeling. I'm always up for a challenge. I think I'm at the right age then. I think I've enough experience now because I've spent 20 years at local level, and I think that I do know what it takes to go to the next level. So I'll probably throw my hat in the ring, all right, Mick, but I'll definitely make a more formal announcement over the next number of weeks.
And you might do that formal announcement on live using the all free Wi-Fi.
Of course, and I advise everyone that's around the area and y'all tune in, and as well as that, make sure that you use the Wi-Fi. Use it, because at the end of the day, it's provided, it's a free service, and come down Town Centre, Market Square area, and use our Wi-Fi.
Well, there you have it, and a little mini scoop there, Mary. You're throwing your hat in, but you'll do it officially at some later
stage.
Next
few
weeks, well done,
for
Mary.
Sure.
We wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mick. Thanks, Kieran. Thanks, guys.
Great stuff. Well done, everybody.
How's that?
Yeah, Glenn.
I was trying not to. Is that all right, Kieran?
It's perfect. It's actually perfect.
Thought of the business as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, lads.
Well done, lads.
Guys, you're very good.
Well done, guys.
How do I turn this off now?
Right, so we just hit the record button again.